KXRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump told reporters Friday he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping planned for late October in South Korea.
No, I haven't canceled. But I don't know that we're going to have it. But I'm going to be there regardless, so I would assume we might have it. But, they hit the world with something that really is not anything that people are going to do.
Earlier, the president expressed anger about export controls China has placed on rare earth minerals. He also threatened a major hike in tariffs in response, and that led to a calamity on Wall Street, where the Dow was down by 878 points amid anxious investor sentiment. The S&P 500 dropped 182, and the NASDAQ was down 820. Most members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee do support further reductions to the key interest rate this year.
Minutes from last month's meeting show a majority of Fed officials feel there is a greater chance unemployment would rise, and the risk of rising inflation has either diminished or not increased. Only one official formally dissented from the quarter-point rate cut in September, Stephen Miron, who was appointed by President Trump. He wanted a bigger cut, but the minutes underscore the deep division on the committee between those who feel the Fed's short-term rate is too high and weighing on the economy, and those who point to persistent inflation as a reason to remain cautious. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former DOJ spokesperson Mark Weaver shocked by revelations former special counsel Jack Smith was tracking the cell phones of about a dozen Republican senators.
All of the things that were described about Richard Nixon during Watergate are happening in a much bigger way now. And of course, Watergate shaped the country and rewrote American history for decades.
And Mark Weaver was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Americans are worried about the declining birth rate.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 53% of adults believe that people choosing to have fewer children in the future will hurt the U.S. That's up 6 points from last year. A growing number of experts have been drawing attention to the falling American birth rate. Women of childbearing age need to average 2.1 kids to keep a country's population steady. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6 and headed down, a problem afflicting much of the industrialized world. Michael Harrington reporting.
Stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Wisconsin last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices, all Democrats, should keep their seats on a court that's been at the center of pivotal fights over hot-button social issues. This is SRN News. The Big Ten Conference's interest in private equity deals is drawing some concern.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell sent a letter to Big Ten presidents warning that a move into private equity could have negative consequences, including impacting the school's tax-exempt status. Reports say the conference could be exploring a $2 billion private equity investment that would involve placing the sale of its media rights and other assets under a new umbrella partially owned by the equity investors. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti did not share specifics at the conference's basketball media days this week. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Britain's antitrust watchdog is labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market. That paves the way for regulators there to force the company to change its business practices to ensure more competition in that market. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.